This is Small Town Cruise. I'm Keith.
I'm Neil.
I'm George.
And I'm Craig.
And what we do is we forget our luggage, and then we go buy new luggage, and then we race to the airport in time, kind of like that scene in Home Alone, and then we just barely make it onto the plane. We just barely make it onto the ship.
And then we realize we'll never wear all his underwear.
We're just trying to make hassle-free vacations out of a small-town cruise. So last week, Neil told us all about the getting there and the luggage. And today, you're going to tell us about the actual interesting cruise things.
Yeah.
Okay, well. Hit it, Johnny.
And there's a school of thought that you put at least one change of clothes in your carry-on bag. So for something like this, if your bags get lost,
so
or whatever.
here's what we pack, because it's a cruise. Toilet, obviously, medicines and toiletries, important toiletries, or anything expensive, go in your carry-on.
Yeah, there you go.
We do the swimsuits, like the first warm day thing.
Okay.
Because a lot of times you get on the cruise ship.
Oh, so you don't jump into the cruise pool nude? Sorry, I know that's how I was operating.
Wait, what kind of cruise is this?
Well, I thought this was a naked cruise.
Come on, come as you are.
I'm sorry, I'll go back and put on my tuxedo to get into the pool.
So the reason you put it in your carry-on is your stateroom may not be open for several hours.
Yes.
So it gives you something to do.
No, did I tell you about the guy that told me you're supposed to bring a turkey bag in your carry-on bag?
Why don't you tell me what a turkey bag is?
You did.
Is it a bag for your turkey?
It's a big plastic bag.
And it's never going to work.
If the plane starts to go down, you have air. You put it over, you get air and you put it over your head.
Yeah, you did tell us this. This is not work. It's not going to
work. Did you bring it?
No. Wait. What is a turkey? I know you're saying what it does, but what is it? Because I'm just picturing a piggly wiggly bag, which is a bad idea to put over your head.
It is a plastic bag that you can bake your turkey in. It keeps the moisture.
How is this helping you breathe?
It's not. It's a failed premise from the start. We are literally told from the time we were toddlers not to put plastic bags in our heads.
Yes!
Because it will kill us.
Unless you're about to die in an aircraft.
No, I think the real reason is
so you die
don't
peacefully.
I was going to say, because you don't have to deal with the 3 minutes away. You're out at 90 seconds. That's what it's for.
What if the last minute the pilot pulls the plane up? Suddenly you're just sitting there like a jackass, dead. And he's like, in a plastic bag.
This is your pilot speaking. Just felt like playing God for a minute. Who survived and who didn't?
Please don't put that bag over your head, sir. All right, so what you do, what I was told, never had to do it.
You're known in death as George the Turkey Bagger. Right. He turkey bagged himself on an airplane.
But what you have to make sure is you do your kid first. So you put the turkey bag on their head.
God. That's a worse scenario. So you had just enough time to kill your kid before the pilot pulled the plane back up. Now you're going to be arrested for murder.
So
everybody in first class and coach is alive. Everybody in the Hitler bunker section, they're just dead.
So what you said you do, this is somebody y'all know in town that told me this. You take the bag.
Is he still alive?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. You take the bag and you like.
Sorry, he's alive for 23 hours and 58-ish minutes a day. The other two, he's living on the edge.
With the hair in the bag. So you like open the bag and you close it real quick with air in it. And then you've got your own personal bag of air. You don't actually put it on your head, but then you just drink from it. Like you sip from it while everybody else is choking.
I'm not sure which planes he flies on, but they do have the mask that they tell you about every time.
This is a fail safe in case that doesn't work. You got your own bag of air. You're like a big bag of air. Cook a turkey in it. And you just sip.
That truly is the stupidest thing.
Do they do the same thing when they go scuba diving? It's like, make sure before you go scuba diving, before you go underwater, get yourself a turkey bag of air. Hold on to it just in case one of the tanks go out.
It just keeps swimming at the surface. I can't go.
Damn it.
You know how disappointed I'll be if I start to get into a plane accident?
I know.
Like, there's an emergency and like 90% of people pull out a turkey bag.
Because they've listened to this.
Yeah. No, well.
Wait. Why do you need the air again?
Because there's smoke. You don't want to breathe in the smoke.
Wait. So you've got to collect the air before it gets all smoky.
You got to
play ahead.
You got to have that in your carry-on.
All you fools 2 minutes ago weren't thinking I got my turkey back.
Oh, yeah. Look, I just have a carry-on full of air. I just take one of those. Yeah.
The plane is on fire, and now that's when you're going to say to your neighbor, excuse me, I need to get up and go into the aisle.
No. You got to plan it. You got to keep it with you. Put it in the little thing where the safety placard goes so it's ready. But the key is not to blow it up like a balloon, because that's just carbon dioxide.
Oh, yeah, because you just got to swoosh it in your hair, fill it up. But make sure you do it before the air's all full of smoke. George hits some turbulence. He grabs the bag out, swooshes it, and he's like, ready. He's like, oh, sorry, false alarm.
Look, I'll tell you guys, after I heard that story, and I heard it on a plane heading international, he showed me that he had this bag. And I was like, y'all, that's crazy as hell. But then I thought, but now that I know, if I know this information and I don't travel with a turkey bag, then when it happens, it's on me.
Have you traveled with a turkey bag?
I have.
Did you on the way to Nashville have a turkey bag?
No, I didn't recently. There was a time there after that trip, which was a while ago, I traveled with a turkey
bag. How many trips would you estimate you took a turkey bag on?
I would say at least two.
How many turkey bags are in your pocket right now?
That's a different question.
So if I'm flying transatlantic, do I want a turkey bag if I'm over the middle of the Atlantic?
You never know.
I do. Yeah. I do not want a turkey bag.
Well, let me say this. If you only have 3 minutes to live, do you want that 3 minutes or not?
If I've got 3 minutes to live and then float on an endless sea.
On a turkey bag. It doubles as a flotation. Of course it does.
You're going to feel real bad when you're on that lifeboat, Neil, and there's this Roman turkey that's got nowhere to go because no one thought to bring a bag.
If only I could cook that turkey.
It is also the thinnest bag in the world.
That's why it's good to travel with it. It doesn't take a whole lot of weight.
This is your captain speaking. Apparently, we're out of alignment here. There's 47,000 turkey bags on one side of the plane.
That's why that one was overweight. They had too many turkey bags. What I really want is for the steward, or what do they call it? Attendants? What do they call them now? Yes. Uh-huh. To pull out a turkey bag instead of the mask.
Just do that.
While we're doing the demonstration?
Yeah. In a disinterested manner, as they always do everything.
And nobody's paying attention except one guy does and goes, hey, hey, hey. They've switched to turkey bags.
But yeah, that was everything but the actual trip.
That was the exciting part.
No, we had a great
time. No, I know, but it was relaxing probably.
I don't want to hear about that.
It wasn't as harrowing.
We saw the second oldest synagogue in this side of the world.
Okay.
That was St. Thomas, which was really cool. They've got a sand floor. But that was cool. We got into Blackbeard's Castle, which is closed. But
you got in anyway?
We did.
Whoa.
So we're standing. We
underground passageway.
No, even less interesting.
The back door.
But you walk up the 99 steps. They have, because everything is like all hills. So we walk up that, and which is actually like 102. It's not 99, just in case you want to know. Because I was like, is this 99?
It's a baker's 99.
It is.
Yeah.
Were you counting every step on the way up?
Yes.
Got to.
I want to know if the 99 is accurate.
Okay. I'm just going to say this. It has become common knowledge in my family, if we're on vacation, it doesn't matter where we are. It doesn't matter how significant the place is or the steps. You count the steps because at some point, it might be when you get to the top of the steps, might be when you get to the bottom of the steps. Maybe it'll be in the car 15 minutes later after you left. My dad is inevitably going to go, how many steps y'all think it took to get through the blah, blah, blah? It's going to happen.
Are you saying I'm going to do that later? Because I probably will.
You just did, 102. Yeah, but counted them.
But it's advertised as 99 steps.
Yeah.
So, okay, but still, you read that sign. If I read that sign, I'd be like, oh, okay.
And there's 99 steps.
But your brain said, I'll double check that.
It's a marketing thing. And what I wanted to see was, is this a marketing thing or is it 99 steps?
Then why not go 100?
Oh, that's too many. I couldn't do 100 steps.
Oh, yeah.
That's why it's like 99 cents versus a dollar.
That's valid.
Also, what sounds better, 99 steps or 102 steps?
Four steps.
I wouldn't think to name
I'd choose four steps.
I wouldn't think to name it. I'd just be like, it's this. We're going to Blackbeard's castle. That's all you need to know. We don't need
Blackbeard steps.
So we get up to the top of the 99 steps, which is not close to, it's not that close to Blackbeard's castle. There's still a little bit more that you need to go. But we get to the front gate, and it's, I'd already read that it was closed for repairs and that you couldn't get in. What it didn't say was the whole area is closed for repairs.
Oh.
So
Blackbeard's courtyard?
Yeah, pretty, like the whole thing is closed. But we, so you couldn't really see anything from the side we were on because we were on the low side. It's on a mountain. So I said, let's walk up to the back side of it and see if we can get a better picture. So we walk around to the back. The there's really no better shot, but there's like a low wall, maybe 4 feet high with like a fence above it that's maybe 5 feet tall. And I was like, hey, buddy, we can, you know, probably boost you up there and blah, blah, blah. And we're talking. And I said, Gabby's what we call Claire's mom. And I said, you know, I'm sure Gabby would love to see a picture of it and blah, blah, blah. And the door opens and the guy says, does Gabby want a better picture of it? It's like, yeah. He said, well, y'all can stand right here and take a picture. I was like, cool. Thank you so much. Great. So we take a picture. It's an old castle. The roof collapsed or whatever in Irma in 16 or 17.
Yeah.
But there's a massive Blackbeard statue in the courtyard. And I said, hey, can we just walk in and take a picture with the Blackbeard statue? And there was this other family sort of hanging out over here. And he was like, ah. And then they sort of turned and walked back. And he said, come on.
So then you say, can we just go inside and have a cup of coffee in Blackbeard's kitchen?
And then the guy took off his mask and it was Paul.
Yeah. Hey! Got you, Dale.
Of course, Oliver family. He's your guardian angel. He's with you the whole time. How's that NASCAR shirt? But yeah.
So he let us in, let us go and take pictures with the statue and that sort of stuff. And Steph was like, can we do that? I was like, it's fine.
Yeah.
So you're going to get in trouble? Probably. If he did it, no.
Yeah.
And I tipped the guy. And he's like, well, why did you tip him? I was like, because that's why you opened the door to start with.
Yeah. He saw the NASCAR shirt.
You're a high rolling American.
That's right.
He felt bad for y'all. He knew instantly. He's like, man, these people got through shit.
Y'all are wearing new underwear.
Come on. Come see Blackbeard's foyer.
You're having to wear underwear that's got someone else's dirty balls on it.
And we got suckered into 99 steps, which is actually three more.
Yeah, that's true. You were tired.
Yeah, they had to take a break on the 100th step. This is more than I signed up for.
Wait. Do you think it's really Blackbeard lived there, or is it like the every coastal town in North Carolina that says Blackbeard lived here with one of his 14 wives?
So Blackbeard at one point did, one of his home bases was at St. Thomas, and it is really just the highest lookout point, like fortified lookout point over the harbor. And it is supposed that Blackbeard also used that as a lookout point. He did not build it, blah, 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 blah.
So, or was it like the plaque in front of Tryon Palace, George Washington slept here one night? Is it maybe Blackbeard slept here one night, maybe?
No. I mean, he actually stayed at in that.
Yeah, like he had a turkey bag there and everything. He
was ready. You never know.
Yeah. Oh, no, the British. Puts bag on head.
Y'all need to start carrying turkey. You never know. But then you'll feel good. You'll feel prepared. No matter what happens.
To store a turkey.
Roughly the same size as your head.
If only Blackbeard had had a boat bag, he would have survived.
A castle bag.
So the guava berry place. Oh. Of course, Vaughn, when he found out we were going to St. Martin, he was like, dude, you got to get me guava berry rum.
So can you only get it from there?
Yeah. It's only made on the, well,
it's so good.
It was only made on that island. It's the Old Man Guava Berry rum.
That's what it's called? Old Man Guava Berry.
And I said, send me a picture so I make sure I get the right one. They used to do these hand-painted bottles, and I was like, one at the cruise port or the one in town? Is there a specific one? You got to go to the one in town. They have the hand-painted bottles. All right, cool. So I started looking it up because you have to find the place once you get there. And the first thing that popped up was, hey, as of March 2nd, 2022, we've shut down production.
Oh.
We're going to finish selling out what's left at the cruise port location only. And when we're done, we're done. Mm. So we go in, they're done. The guava berry thing was actually one of the stops on the little race that we did with the folks too. Then you start asking around to see if anybody's got any. Yep, that's no longer made. That's the one. So we're going through and I'm asking all these people and they're bringing out like these knockoff things. Oh, this one's, they don't have that anymore, but this one's great. It's better. And I'm like, I can see where you like pasted that label on there. Mm-hmm. I'm not so sure I trust that. So we struck out. So we're back. We're about to go back to get on the. We got to downtown by boat from the cruise port. So we walk back over, and there's a bar over there. And I'm like, huh. So I went and talked to the bartender. I was like, hey, is there anywhere I can get the Old Man Guava Berry? He was like, no, it's gone, but there's a better one. They started making it on the French side. Well, so he showed us the bottle and all that. So
still have the Old Man on it?
It does not. Oh,
gotcha.
He said that's
different guava berry rum.
Yeah. He said that stuff was trash. This is much better. So, okay. And if the bartender tells me that, and it, there's no skin, he couldn't sell it to me.
Yeah. Given that circumstance, I believe that.
Yeah. So we got a few bottles of that, but that is actually made on the French side, not the Dutch side of the island.
It looks like you can still get it.
You cannot.
At online.
Something How much Drizzly? They charging?
$30?
I don't believe it.
Something called Drizzly? Drizzly.com?
Yeah, it sounds legit.
Hold on, let me get my turkey bag.
But I love an adventurous vacation.
That's cool. So you found some of the new stuff.
Yep, we've got that at the house. And then we won the Amazing Race.
Yay!
And we got a bottle of, they brought one bottle of like a rum drink to us. And the other family, the dad said, we got two families. Can't you get us? So they went and found another bottle.
Okay. All right.
We got a weird banana something rum.
That's what it's called, weird banana.
That's what it looks like.
Weird banana.
It has bananas. Like there are full bananas in the bottle.
Oh. How big is that bottle?
I'm sorry.
It's already been whole bananas. Or do you have it with you?
It's at the house.
I would like to
see that. Wait, a whole banana's in the bottle?
How big is the bottle? Have you seen the little mini bananas?
No.
Well, like the runts? The runt can of bananas?
That would be the best. No, have you not seen the little mini bunches of bananas at the grocery store occasionally?
I'm going to tell you no.
I haven't either.
Well, yeah, start looking.
Is it still in the skin?
No.
Is that the same as like when you go to the salad bar and it's got the tiny corn on the cob?
Yes. Similar, yeah.
Where are they growing these things?
And let them grow a little bit longer.
Yeah. Let it cook a little bit more.
So what you have to do is when the banana first sprouts, you slide the bottle over it so that it grows in the bottle. There you go. That's your trick.
You don't have to put as much liquor in there.
I feel like you're joking.
It would work.
It would. And that's why I wasn't sure. Wait. Peel and all? The bananas in the
bottle? No, robot? Just the fruit.
Yeah, that's weird. Sorry, because
what color is it?
It's brown.
Yeah, of course it is.
Oh, banana's brown?
No, the banana's still white.
Can you get the banana out?
I don't know that I'll ever find out.
Wait, so, and they gave
it to you? Are you never going to drink it?
Probably not.
And they gave this to you for free?
Yeah, it wasn't for free. We had to win the race.
Yeah. And I'm sure there was a charge to do the race.
Yeah.
It was a very awkward ceremony when they hung it around his neck at the end.
Oh, is that a whole banana?
But it was fun. If their little race is great. So we had a good time running through the streets with potholes and chickens and all sorts of other stuff.
I know what you said is their little race is great. What I heard was they're a little racist great. So I know that's not what you said. Just want to clarify that.
They're a little racist grape.
I hate a racist grape.
I know, it's the worst.
I like the green ones. The purple ones can get
But we found some great places to eat at the ports. And I always love finding new things and new dishes. And even on the cruise ship, because it is multicultural. I found some good new Indian breakfast stuff.
So that you'll be cooking here?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So Neil, I've been thinking about you. It's New Year's.
Uh-huh.
And we're on is today the 2nd?
Yeah.
I haven't eaten meat yet. Well, I ate some salmon. I've only eaten fish. I was going to not eat meat. And then yesterday I was like, there was a salad in the fridge and there was salmon. I was like, I could eat that salad. I could eat that salad with some salmon. So I've revised it. I'm trying pescetarianism.
Okay. Okay.
And I thought about you, and I was like, because we were talking about this on the way to New Year's at my in-laws, and there were five of us in the car, and I think three of us would do it. Now, two of us are not ever, but three of us were kind of talking about it, talking it through, and it was like, yeah. Like Mason's doing a project for an independent study for a school where he's got to give a presentation. It's on commercial growing of meat, and he's learning all about it. And so it's kind of like,
yeah.
You know, the more you learn about that, the less you want to eat it.
Yeah.
But I've thought about it. I was like, I think I could do this. And again, I thought I could do the meat thing. I obviously can't. I think I can do the fish thing.
Allowing fish makes it infinite. Not infinite's a large word, but salmon, it makes it so much easier.
Salmon. It's good for you.
It depends on who you talk to.
I'm talking to me.
It depends on who you are. Actually, that the way that your body processes things, a lot of it depends on that.
And a lot of it is farm raised too. So that complicates it a little bit.
Right. But so that's better, right? Farm raised as opposed to they were in
the wild. No.
Locally sourced.
There's turkey back raised.
We don't have Alaska around here. If I'm getting locally sourced salmon, it came out of somebody's farm.
You can still get wild caught,
but not locally.
Yeah, you can.
Don't they live in Alaska?
Well, they just either will flash freeze it or freeze it and bring it.
But they're not. So I went to a restaurant a couple of days ago, and their fresh catch is salmon. That's not true. They didn't catch salmon in the Atlantic Ocean.
What's your definition of fresh
or catch?
Fish.
They should just say our fish is.
So I made a New Year's resolution where I was only going to eat seafood. Could you please bring me a steak and put a sign on it that says fish? Now, wait a minute. Now,
fish.
If you somehow caught a cow like swimming in the middle of the ocean,
that's
I feel like that's a blurry technicality.
Line. It's a blurry line.
Yeah. If you catch them in salt water.
Yeah, that's a technicality. Oh,
that's how I eat people.
Yeah. That's a marinated steak right there.
If you're on a raft and the turkey floats by and you've got your bag,
swoop.
So, Christmas dinner.
Yeah.
I had a steak.
Did you really?
I did. Because we paid almost $600 for the five of us to eat at this place.
I'm eating
the damn steak.
Yeah.
Okay. So you went the opposite direction of me.
Just that one night. Yeah.
Okay, gotcha. I'm going to eat steak now. I was holding him up as my paragon.
Again, the reason that I do not eat meat has nothing to do with the fact that I'm concerned with how to deal with it.
No. And I was thinking from a health standpoint, you know, eating less red meat or white meat or other white meat is probably better.
About any other color, you should stay away from that meat.
Yes. Green meat. Very problematic.
Green meat, blue meat. Don't do it.
But yeah, there's a price threshold where I'm eating whatever you put in front of me.
I see, because you've already paid for it.
Yeah, and it was you had to prepay for this dinner.
Yeah.
And it came with the champagne and the blah 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 and all that stuff and obviously t-shirts and gym shorts. But
Wait, so were you sitting there having your $600 dinner in like a flip-flops and shorts?
Yeah, you know it. Like a boss.
I would too. Like without the luggage problems. I would just be like, I paid this much money. I'm going to be comfortable every second.
But you do get
need to breathe.
You did get some side eye though.
I don't care. I paid just as much money as they did.
Mm-hmm.
Hold on. I'm looking up. Go ahead. I'm looking up Neil's picture that he sent us from that breakfast to see all the stuff they bought at Target. Protect your forest wildfires. Steph's rocking a Smokey the Bear shirt. That's pretty cool.
Hey.
You've got a nondescript
red or blue, or is it gray?
Gray. And some pink shorts. Look at you.
I do. I do have pink shorts, yeah.
So they were in your size.
Yep.
You grabbed them quick. We got Sophie's got a respectable looking tank top and you know, like sweat shorts. I mean, Angel's wearing
exactly what she brought to the cruise ship.
That's a really fancy hat.
I was wondering about that hat.
That hat? Did she buy that at Target?
She did buy that one. She
at
did
Target?
Buy that hat.
That's too fancy for Target.
That was a $10 hat on the cruise ship. Okay. It's got an anchor on it. Yeah.
Gotcha.
Okay. Wait. Because I was wondering if she was the type of person that like loved cruises and like shiny like
she,
fashion.
She does love shiny
fashion,
things.
I guess.
Yeah. She does love the shiny things.
Yeah.
So because she saw it and she was like, I really like that. I said, well,
you should
it's
buy
$10.
It. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
But that's not a Target hat.
Nope.
And then I can tell Steph wore his Spartan hat on the plane.
He did. Yes.
Yeah. You didn't buy that at Target.
So yeah, I wound up. I bought two hats while we were on the cruise,
and one of them looked like this.
I wish it looked like that. But one of them, because I have a big head, and I'm sure you have the same problem. Some big ball head. Caps, when you pull them out far
my
enough,
it's roughly the size of a turkey.
But you know how when you take it out wide enough that there's not enough height left in the hat?
Yeah.
That was the first one.
Okay.
So I had to buy a second one when we were in St. Thomas, I think.
Found a big head store?
We found a snapback hat.
A what?
A snapback, a trucker's cap.
Okay, yeah.
And they normally have more depth, we'll say.
Were you all the way at the end of the snapback?
I get two.
Okay.
Oh, if you're lucky.
I was in the grocery store a couple days ago, and I was behind a guy, and he was on the last snap.
Yeah, I'll get some of them. I'll get the last
droopy
snap.
Droopy hang in the middle too. I mean,
it's not droopy. I never have the droopy hang.
No, I do. If I need a haircut, I'm on the last snap.
But it's not.
If I get a,
but
a
what haircut, I'm saying is, what I'm saying is, there's tension there. It's not droopy. It doesn't do that.
I know what you mean.
Like my ears don't fit in it.
If it's droopy, you can go to two.
Yeah, and two. So two is typically my standard on a snapback. Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's my grandfather had a bunch of hats that he couldn't snap at all. They just flopped in the back.
It just didn't even snap.
He had a snapback and couldn't get it snapped.
Yeah.
Yeah. Big head Olivers, man.
This was a Nowell. This is my grandfather on the other side.
Oh,
okay. See, I come from two big-headed families. Yeah. I never had a chance.
The kids never had a chance.
So invention idea, right? The snapback extender.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
So it's the same.
Like the button extender?
Yeah, it just sticks right on the flap that has a little button sticking up, and it doubles the size of it. So
I thought they called that new hat.
How much are you selling these extenders for?
If you've got to do that to double the size of the hat, there, how's the rest of the hat looking around? It's becoming a yarmulke.
Stop buying hats for little kids.
Get a new hat, man. Your head is big.
This is my million-dollar idea. This is going to look great.
Get a toboggan that stretches.
We went to Coco Cay, which is their private island.
Sounds like chocolate beach.
That has. Wait.
That I'm okay with.
You. I'm with you. I want to go to chocolate beach.
They have the tallest water slides in North America. Now, this is the one that Stefan didn't get to go on because he was sick the couple of trips before.
Oh.
Couldn't go on the island. Okay. So we did the tallest water slide in North America. I also did one where you stand on the platform where the bottom drops out.
Hold on.
Nope.
How high is the tallest in North America?
I don't know. Let me tell you.
Oh, my gosh.
When you're talking about
this is terrifying.
Where it drops out, it's like a trap door, right? You're just like standing in a
tube. Yeah, no. Assuming the tallest one is just like kind of loops around and around and around going down. I can handle that.
Yeah, it might be straight down. Like
so.
No. What he's talking about with the trap door, that's straight down.
Yeah.
No way.
No.
No. Yeah. No.
So let's see. Daredevil, 135 foot tall Daredevil's Peak.
13 stories.
Tallest water slide in North America. So one of the things that happens on a cruise ship when you're on, like, I still feel the rocking of the boat a little bit. Like, you get the sea legs, you're a little bit out of whack. So you're climbing this thing, and you're swaying. Mentally, you know it's not the tower, but it feels like the tower is swaying.
Just the motion of the earth?
It is what your brain is now used to, because you've been on a boat rocking back and forth. Stefan, and it gives you time to think. So
while
we saw
climbing.
So we saw so many people come back down. So we got, so the trap door ones are 90, 100 feet. And then you continue climbing like six other levels to get to this top one. And poor Steph is just watching it clock by because he does not like heights. But we finally get up there and I was like, you're going to do it. And he was like, I was like, you made it all the way up. Like, why would you
not? The hard part is walking up.
Yeah. Why would you not do this now? So he went down. He had a blast. He would not do the trapdoor one.
There's something about going to things like that when you're hanging really high that drops you. Where you just hate yourself. You're like, how dumb am I? I paid money to do this, and now I'm up here, and I'm waiting for someone to drop me. And it's probably going to be fine, but if it wasn't, you'd feel so stupid because you put yourself into this.
No, you wouldn't. You wouldn't feel anything, I would suspect.
You would have time to think about it.
So I was putting on a turkey bag over my head before they dropped me.
I'm good.
Well, and Stefan, like, everybody gets worried. I'm like, you know what? A multi-billion dollar company made this and has it on an island with thousands of, there were two boats there that day totaling 10,000 passengers between the two boats. So you don't allow that many people daily access to that if you really think it's going to hurt people.
But when the trap door opens, are you in open air falling? And there's a slide that catches you?
No, it's a water tube that you're in. It's just like, pretend like, you know, when you get on a water slide that's horizontal?
Yeah.
Right? Like the tube water slide?
Yeah.
Just imagine they've turned that vertically. And so you drop probably, 10 feet before you start to turn again?
You're already leaned back slightly.
Yeah.
Because if you were standing forward and clipped your head, so it's, I don't know, maybe a 10,
between
12
Todd
degree
type
back.
Situation.
Nope.
I don't, yeah, maybe 10 to 12 that. Degrees back, and it drops you at that angle for a bit. And there's a blue one and a yellow one. The yellow one, there's enough light that comes through the tube, you can sort of see what's going on. The blue one, as soon as you drop, you're in utter darkness for a couple of seconds.
That's not as scary. I was thinking it was like an open air thing that you would just fall for a bit and then you hit the slide.
So I did one in Costa Rica. Or not Costa Rica.
Doesn't that sound awful?
Yeah. I did one in Costa Maya that is part of a pyramid. And it's one of those just steep,
yeah,
just straight.
Those
drops.
Are scary.
That one, you felt like you were free falling for probably 30 feet.
Those are scary. And the ones that you're supposed to be on some kind of mat, those are ridiculous because you're going to catch air. And you start to think, these are designed for most people. And so if you're on the other end of most spectrum, whether you're too small or you're too big, you start to think, was it designed for me? Should there be a sign? Should I watch another guy like me go down first? Because the physics of it are different, depending on the size you are.
So gravity is funny. It works the same way on everybody.
Yeah, but it's the other forces at work, like wind shear.
So there's one outside of Salt Lake. So there's one outside of Salt Lake, apparently, because you have lots of time to have a conversation with people. There's a guy, and he said they have one that sort of goes straight down like the normal, just fast ones. And he said it flattens a little bit and then goes again. So he said you literally do come off the slide a bit as you're coming down. He said he did that one once. And
See,
George, typically I have the same questions like you have, but in this case it's like drop door water slide. It's like, no. So like there is no world where I'm doing that. So I have no question. I'm just like, nope, don't care.
I'm going back
I'm
to
sure
the pool.
It works. I'm sure there's physics behind it. Don't care. Yeah. Doesn't affect me. Never will.
But it is a totally enclosed tube for a bit.
Yeah.
As it should be, because people are stupid.
Right.
Yeah, yeah. People who do that. Stupid. So dumb.
There was this little boy, maybe four or five people in front of me, and he's just in the tube like screaming, like courage build up screaming, like, and you can see it, like there's terror in his eyes, but he's just like, I'm doing this. It was great.
I'm okay with that. Yeah, I know. Yeah. I admire that kid. I couldn't do that.
Yeah.
Although if I tried to, I'd be doing that, but it'd be more sad and pathetic.
Don't do it. Don't pull the lever. Don't do it.
Well, I think the worst part for some people is they give you a countdown when you're in the tube.
I don't.
Did I tell you at Busch Gardens they have that thing, the tower? Again, you feel so stupid. You're just hanging up there. And
what are we talking about?
It's the drop tower. You're up there.
I'm just thinking like a castle tower. I'm just like, feel so stupid.
I came all the way here just to get up in a tower.
Blackbeard's castle. This is so dumb. 102 steps.
Stupid. That's not really where he lived. I feel so stupid. So you get to the top of this drop tower, and it slowly brings you up. And then there's a countdown. 3, 2, 1. And nothing happens. And you're just sitting there. And you can hear the guy that said 3, 2, 1 go, wait a second. Are you? And then it drops.
That is the most terrifying thing of all.
I know. So you're like, wait, huh?
2, 1. Oh, wait, something must have f***ed up.
Yeah. So this one is dead on.
Okay.
But the mechanism is so loud as you're going up. Oh, yeah. It's, I mean, there's like a flapping sound, which is good because it gets out of the way quickly.
You want that flap.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, because if you're too tall, when it flaps back, it's going to snap your head off.
Yeah. All right. Call it off for the day. We got a maintenance issue. I don't know if it's going to be 10 minutes or if you're never going to get up here again.
Meanwhile, this decapitated body just lands.
We are going to need a few turkey bags.
Yeah. And then the head a few minutes later. Thunk, thunk,
thunk, thunk. Well, no, because it got caught up on a flap. It's still up top.
Yeah. Up top.
But it's all automated, so it's just a countdown. There's just like your severed head sitting on top of the trapdoor. 3, 2, 1.
And then
your severed head is still scared.
Screaming. Because it survives a couple of minutes.
Yeah, the head's still alive for a couple of minutes. So you feel that fear twice. That's a terrible death.
That's awful. You can't even put a turkey bag on.
Fear.
You don't have hands.
A lot of confusion. Fear.
Yeah. That's not how I want to go.
Well, you can't drown at that point. So I guess there's some good news.
Yeah, of all of the different terrible ways that you can imagine to die, it all boils down to fear, confusion, fear.
And it doesn't matter
what causes those things.
Feel stupid's in there somewhere.
Nobody wants.
Yeah, there's nothing worse than being afraid and feeling dumb.
I'm so stupid.
That's bungee jumping for me.
Oh, see, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, that just seems dumb.
I've done it a couple times. It's been many years since I did it. But yeah,
Would you do it today at 48 years old?
Probably not.
Yeah.
I wouldn't say no.
Mike tracked my back pretty well, though.
You'd end up taller.
Yeah.
Or flat.
Yeah.
Don't.
Yeah. Or shorter. Yeah.
Yeah. Or thinner. Thinner. Yeah. Make it, put a positive spin to it.
I feel so stupid.
And dead.
So they did, one of the slides we went on, they did weigh, if you went in pairs, they would weigh you together before you would go down.
Okay. Yeah. What were they going for? Was there a magic number?
Under 300 pounds per pair.
So could one person go, or are there tiny people waiting for the big person to come to hold them?
You just got
to think, all right, I need a baby over here. Bring that baby. Yeah. This guy's going to need a baby.
So I may have been part of a group. There may have been a group in front of me at one point where they did not make the weight.
Yeah.
And then there were a couple
too small.
Then there were a couple of small people who wanted to pair up, and they were trying to get them to switch off partners, and they ultimately declined.
Because then that's where the confusion comes in your death, right? Is you're sitting next to a stranger on a water slide. You're just making eye contact.
Dude! Because I don't know your name. Dude!
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 So one of the weirder things is St. Thomas was filled with people with American accents. Because it is
were they
U.S. for
like
you mean tourists? Yeah,
yeah, okay.
Gotcha. Oh no, not tourists. They were all working there. Okay. Like they've chosen to work and live in St. Thomas. So that was kind of weird when you know your tour guide sounds like he's from Jersey.
Yeah, because he probably was from Jersey.
He was. Yeah.
Was it a staycationer? Is that what they call it? What do they call it?
No, they just go down there and work and live and
expats.
Yeah. Well, they're not because it's U.S. territory, right?
St. Thomas is.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, it's part of the U.S. Virgin Islands.
We were in St. Thomas. And I may have told you the story. We were riding in a cab, and the guy, cabbie, was telling us, like, this area is fine. Don't go two streets over.
Yeah.
You know, and he was bemoaning the fact that the young kids today don't respect all the
tourism without pocket dollars. Treasure.
Yeah, it goes without saying. Pocket treasure and turkey bag. so he was telling us, though, like, there are all these tourists just walking through the street, and he was stopped, and he said that if you hit a regular local person, it is an infraction with your car. If you hit a tourist, you will go to jail and lose your license and never drive again.
Yes.
It's so the tourism dollars are so important that they
Wow.
The laws are different for locals versus tourists. Isn't that terrible?
No, not if I'm a tourist.
You killed a man. Oh, it's a local?
He moved here from Jersey. Where does that fall?
Yeah. So one of the I'm seeing if I can find it real quick. That's Stefan on the 102 steps, not the 99 steps. We were about halfway up, and he just laid down.
It's the last three steps, man.
If only. We were about
halfway. That's because halfway up, Neil told us, like, I think we're going to get closer to 102. It's like, oh, God, I was not ready.
It's like, this is not working out, buddy.
The good news is there's a Blackbeard water slide at the top.
Yeah. Yes.
Bad news is it's a drop step.
One of the graffiti tags that I saw in a lot of places in St. Thomas was Walter White.
Heisenberg?
Yeah.
Oh. Wait, wasn't that the name of the Breaking Bad guy?
Yeah, Heisenberg. Yeah.
That's who I'm talking about.
Oh, okay. Well, I never actually watched it. Why is he being hashtagged all over St. Thomas?
Let me make sure it wasn't St. Martin. Everything blends together.
I thought that show took place in like Colorado.
New Mexico. Yeah.
Oh, close enough.
Yeah.
Okay, it's his face. I was thinking they were literally like writing out hashtag Walter White. And I was like, I don't like hashtag let's make meth. All right.
Well, I was wondering if it was like a sign, like if you want drugs, like this is knock on this door.
Oh. I mean, subtle like a sledgehammer, but okay.
Yeah.
It's something.
Yeah, we were in a couple. So once you get into St. Martin, drinking age is nobody cares.
Is that Dutch?
Well, the side we were on was Dutch. One side's French, one side's Dutch.
Gotcha.
Good for Stefan. Like they were passing around these different types of things, and he's nope, I don't want it. Just different like local liquors and that sort of stuff.
Were there coffee shops there too? Because it was Dutch.
We did not go to one because it was hot.
Yeah.
But you're
saying coffee shops.
No, like weed shops.
Weed shops, okay.
Coffee shops. No, not where we were.
I thought we meant coffee. I didn't realize we were speaking in code.
Not where we were.
Were there any Walter White shops? No, I was just curious because I hadn't even really thought of it being Dutch occupied or Dutch owned and it having the same laws and rules. And Why there would not be more people going there?
I just thought the Dutch like coffee.
Yeah, there was none of that down by the waterfront, particularly the Americans coming out. That would be out front and center. So
yeah, that's what I was thinking.
It must not be legal there.
Yeah. Hmm. Well, when we did the boat cruise in Amsterdam, the tour guide said that it's technically not legal there either. It's just decriminalized.
Gotcha.
And they call it coffee shops because that's how it began. They were selling it in coffee shops, and technically they're supposed to give you a cup of coffee with it. They just don't anymore.
But that's coffee just like quotation marks? No, coffee like, shops?
They do have coffee in them. Okay. It's just most people aren't going in there for the coffee.
A lot of people we were around that were managing things probably imbibed in lots of different things.
Yeah, sure.
We met one of the dudes was obviously Dutch, but he would, if you changed his accent, you could drop him off at cookout at Saturday at 9:30 and he'd have fit in great.
And you got your dose of warm weather.
I did.
So you're not going to move away.
Yet.
Every year, Neil has to go somewhere warm or he's not going to stay in Newbern.
Yes.
It's because it gets cold. So this keeps you out of Florida?
It does. Stefan was like, man, I really like this, like St. Thomas and it's U.S.
Yeah.
I was like, how much do you like it? Like, you should move here. I'll come visit a lot.
All the time. Yeah, yeah, exactly.
But no, it also makes me now yearn for retirement more, like really? Being able to do that sort of stuff.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Like just to be able to travel, not necessarily be in Florida or like warmer climates.
Yeah, but just the exploring and doing those sorts of things.
Yeah.
Well, like Dare's parents in a week or so will take their RV and go to around the Everglades for about 2 months. Yeah, they same thing. It's not particularly cold.
Anaconda here. And python hunting?
Yeah.
Getting mostly. In on that?
Yeah, yeah.
Cool.
2 months, really?
Yeah, they do that. They've done that for like over 10 years probably. They go to the same RV park down there, and they know a lot of the people. A lot of people come from Canada and other places, and they just they have their little buddies that play music with them. And yeah, so they'll do that for about 2 months.
Yep. There are a number of RV parks through the Keys that you can go set
near
up
near Everglades City. So I don't know where that's close to other than probably the Everglades.
Saw some city. F3 people. On the boat?
Did they rope you into a workout?
No.
Did they try?
No. No. Look, they have a gym. I did go to it a couple of times. And then they actually have a nice running track around the outside of the boat on the fifth deck.
Oh, that makes good sense.
With the rubberized track and everything. I mean, it is actually quite nice.
Nice.
And there are a few people that use it. The people who've been working out that hard just to look good when they get on the cruise, all that shuts down the day they walk on.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's the hardcore people who are more continuing that. And it's also very hard to run on a treadmill when the boat is swaying back and forth.
That's why I didn't do it.
I don't do it because the earth rotates and it throws me off every time.
I get motion sickness.
I'm just like, oh, man, okay. Y'all not feeling that?
Well, we walked enough in port that it just doesn't.
Yeah.
Like, even on the boat, like I'm –
yeah, you're walking a lot.
I'm in the shower and out of the room by 5 or shortly thereafter, and I've been sitting there reading boredom. But
and everyone else is up too. That's why you go on a cruise is to get up.
Exactly.
Well, that's because they're going to bed.
Yeah.
But no, I'd go down. They had a little coffee shop down there and a different kind of coffee.
There were no quotation marks.
None at all. But that, and it's just such a – I enjoy exploring things. Like when I found the cool pictures above the urinal. So then it's like, all right, now I have to find every bathroom on the cruise ship.
Yeah, listener, you don't understand. Like, Neil sent us some pictures while he was gone. The majority of pictures were the walls of different bathrooms. That was the majority of pictures. Look at this cool site.
Great.
Blackbeard's Castle, didn't see a picture of it. Okay,
I had no idea that existed.
Well, we saw so many murals on so many bathroom walls.
But they're great.
Oh, that was, it was fantastic.
Mostly people laughing at you, pointing at you and laughing.
Yeah. But it is also my time to recharge because there are, you're on a floating resort. There are a lot of people there.
Yeah. You need a little alone time.
Mm-hmm.
But you can always find a quiet spot on a boat. Like when we went with the kids, there was like a nightclub kind of thing on one of the decks. And during the day, it was open and no one was there. Yeah. And there were like couches that you could look out and stuff. So we would play games and stuff up there, kind of stretch out a little bit on the couches. Nobody was up there until the lights went out.
Yeah. You
know, and then it was busy.
And they had some awesome aerial shows.
Oh, did they?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, they had one called Hero that's on the back. So the back of the boat has an open swimming pool.
Mm-hmm.
It's very, very tiny, but they have – I've got the video of the high divers. I'll have to show you guys. It doesn't translate well to you know, audio medium. You know, they're diving into a pool that looks like it's the size of this table when Ooh. When you're looking at it from back there. And then they have like the multi-thousand-dollar rig setups where they're on the four cables mm-hmm. and it pulls them all around and they're doing twists and twirls and crazy things. A History of Flight one where they did the same sort of stuff. And even in, oh God, what's the musical we saw? What's the one with the...
Hairspray.
Yeah. So Hairspray. The dude was at least your size who played the wife.
Oh,
the
yeah. Yeah.
He was massive. But they were flying people in Hairspray too because, you know, they spent the money. Why not?
Wait, what?
Yeah.
Like Mary Poppins?
I directed Hairspray. I'm trying to figure out how you work that in there. You don't just put Peter Pan in Hairspray.
So... So when the girl came down and sang like her little song with the doo-wop girls behind her, they came down from the ceiling instead.
All right.
Was it the full show?
Yeah.
Everyone flew though.
Yeah, exactly.
Like everyone was in the air at every given point. Airspray.
Airspray. There it is.
Well, they do some of these shows on ice. I guess they should just start doing all shows in the air.
They had a show on ice.
Oh, of course.
There was an ice skating rink on this boat.
Wow. That's pretty impressive.
Dude, it's big.
It's
big boat.
Wow.
When you get into port next to another cruise ship and you're like, because you don't, once you get out there, you don't really realize it. And then you see it next to another one, you're like, ooh.
We're big.
Yeah.
Was there a shooting range? I'm just trying to think of stuff I've never
Not that I found.
Horseback riding.
Horseback riding. Yeah.
It was a rocket launcher course.
Yeah.
So we wound up next to one of them in port that had the big arm that comes up with the bubble that they put people in. That, do you know what I'm talking about? It's like a crane with a man basket on the end, but it's all closed in.
Man basket. How,
that's what they're called.
I mean, I guess that was what they were saying in the bathrooms as well, right?
Yeah, exactly.
You got the sign up on the wall. And,
look at your man basket.
Yeah, yeah. You hung like a crane with a man basket at the end.
That's why you wash your Target shirts, because it was put a man basket all over it.
Keep your t-shirts to yourself.
So there's this crane with a man basket at the end.
Yeah.
What are they doing with it?
So they lift people up and they'll hold them out over the water while the ship's cruising.
Nope.
And
nope. All can't that do sort it.
Of stuff. You just to look?
It. Yeah.
Yeah. Can't do it.
It you want to see what the water looks
so
like?
Stupid up here. I'm such an idiot.
But I have to tell you, so high rises sort of freak me out, particularly since the Miami collapse. Like, I'm thinking about that when I'm in buildings.
Yeah.
Is the Miami a building? What happened? What?
Oh, the one that, the high rise that just collapsed because of lack of maintenance.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Just keep going. Whatever you're talking about, just keep going. Oh, my God. 14th
story or something like that.
Yeah. It happened two springs ago.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like,
okay.
2 weeks after I had stayed in a high rise 13th story building.
Okay. Yeah.
Feeling it sway in the wind and
Right.
Okay. All right.
So, because you can't see the connections at all. So, buildings freak me out a little more. So, and maybe I know the people who build those. So, sometimes I'm like, hopefully they have good inspectors.
Yeah.
But with a boat, like, it's all steel. You see the welds. Like, great. All right. This thing's going to hold together. But we're staying on the front of the boat. It's pretty rough seas the first couple of days because of that storm stuff coming through. And so, when we're going into the waves and pounding down, you hear this massive boom.
You
every
can
time
hear it from your room where you sleep.
Every time it hits,
it's like resonating through the steel
How
skeleton
do you
of the
sleep?
Ship.
Well, actually, I do. Claire does not.
Yeah, I would not sleep well with that.
But we overlook the bow. So there's a little helipad on the front. We're on the eighth deck. So we see out there, but it comes up and you can hear it when it comes down and hits that next wave. It's like boom.
It just goes to show
the whole thing resonates.
It's not the
through.
Size of the boat,
it's the motion of the ocean.
Oh. I thought it was going to be, it's not the size of the boat, it's the size of the man basket. And I would be severely lacking.
Well, your man basket should be about proportional to the size of the boat.
Oh, the moment I hear that first boom, it would shrink significantly.
Mm-hmm. I think the coolest thing we saw on this whole trip was the synagogue at St. Thomas, mostly because we were there with two Jewish families. One of the kids was supposed to have his bar mitzvah there in November 2020.
Oh.
And he wasn't able to. So they opened
up.
This
is on the Amazing Race group?
No. This was just.
Yeah.
I saw that. I always like to find something interesting.
Yeah.
And second oldest synagogue in the New World. Mm-hmm. Why wouldn't you go there?
Yeah.
And we got there and it was locked. And it was like, you know, tours at 9:30. I'm like, well, shit, it's 8:30. Nope. Time change. So we were actually there right on time. So we got to go in with these two Jewish families, So once the guy said, yeah, we'd had this scheduled COVID, she was like, well, once we open the Ark, I'll let you hold the it's the scrolls that they rescued, that Hitler had stolen, that they rescued.
Dead Sea Scrolls.
No. No, they were scrolls from synagogues that he burned. Oh, but they had collected all of it.
Your warranty on the Ark of the Covenant.
Yeah.
No, he was going to create a museum called the Museum of the Extinct People. And he was going to put these scrolls.
Really?
Mm-hmm. He was going to put these scrolls.
They reclaimed them and put them in there.
So a lot of those communities don't exist anymore. And they still, so the scrolls still officially belong to those communities, but they distributed them among the rest of the existing churches. And this is a Sephardic Jewish temple. So they've got one from, she said where, I can't remember where the scroll came from, but she let that kid hold that scroll and took his picture and all that sort of stuff. So it was a very moving experience to watch that happen for that family.
Yeah.
And it's just a cool building. Like their Hanukkah is like 400 years old. Menorah is from the 11th century.
Wow.
Yeah, just a lot of cool stuff.
Very cool.
And the guy was like, you're not Jewish. Why are you here? I was like, it's history, man. This is wonderful.
Yeah. Yeah, Neil needs to go on cruises more often. Then we don't have to like go through all the trouble of improvising stories.
Right?
Yeah, he does.
Improvising
fund
trips.
That for me?
So here's what's fun about that. None of that's true. Neil didn't actually go on vacation. Now he doesn't need to.
Yeah, ooh. Jess wrote half of that.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Jess. It was a fever.
You know, that would be something that Jess would have put in like the advertiser. The advertiser is the 99 steps, but it's really 102.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. Don't try to get old man guava berry rum. They've sold out.
That's that, right. That is sad.
Yeah.
Is it good stuff?
What's different about it?
It's been a while since I've gotten to taste it, but it's so good. It was probably the best. It was one of those things where it was so good you almost couldn't tell it was alcoholic.
Have you ever had a tamarind?
Like the fruit?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah,
orange kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like an orange though.
I've had it in cocktails. It's pretty good.
Yeah, it almost looks like a bean that you peel.
Is it an orange bean?
No.
Oh wow! I ate something. I don't even know what it was.
It's called a
what
tangerine.
Did they give me? They called it a tamarind.
What did they feed me? I feel like such an idiot.
I lost my turkey bag.
So we had a couple of weird questions on the thing. One of them, they handed us this piece of fruit and said, you get three guesses to tell us what it is. So we could use locals.
Okay.
Like you couldn't look anything up on the internet, but you could use locals. So
this was on The Amazing Race?
Yeah.
Yeah. Gotcha. And we were all so wrong. And we took it over to a local and they were, oh, it's a tamarind. I was like, cool. But yeah. And the other thing we had to do was name 30 of the islands in the Caribbean.
Wow.
Didn't know there were 30.
How many of them are Bahamas? 50 islands in the Bahamas.
Bahama one.
Wait. There's Aruba, Jamaica, and then Uawatea.
Key Largo, Montego.
Baby, why don't we go? That's number six.
Key Largo doesn't count.
Kokomo does.
So we named one of the ones that got named was Dominican and Haiti, which isn't that Hispaniola? Which, because there was one that was like...
Not Constantinople.
But we wound up getting like 28 of the islands, which I was very...
Without having to ask for help?
Yeah, because there was nobody to ask for. That stop was right by the police station, because there's a different reason.
If you weren't here, obviously the three of us, our brain trust had us at Beach Boys lyrics.
Do you know the sad part? I'm like, that is freaking brilliant. Why did I not sing that song? Because we would have been able to just rock those out.
Yeah.
Wait, was I right?
I mean, there are probably not Caribbean islands in there.
I'd have gotten a few. personal victory.
But yeah, there are a lot of little islands.
Yeah, so when you need to name all 50 states, you sing California Girls.
Yeah.
Or I've been nice everywhere, man.
Bunch of small town crews. Bunch of small town crews. Bunch of small town crews.
Man.
You've just tolerated the first episode of Small Town Cruise, a production of Small Town News, LLC.
Today's episode of Small Town Cruise was inspired by Neil and his family and their vacation on a boat. And stories written by Neil.
This episode was performed and suffered by Neil.
Research is typically done by Dr. Jessica Saxon.
But today, done by Neil.
Music still performed by George Oliver.
Oh. This episode was recorded in beautiful downtown New Bern in the Clark's Drugstore building in New Bern, North Carolina.
Small Town Cruise is available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, Amazon, and the 8th Deck. Like what you hear? Leave us a review and subscribe so you never miss an episode.
You can follow us on Facebook and Instagram for behind-the-scenes photos of Paul, exclusive updates as to where Paul's chauffeuring vehicle is, and opportunities to share your favorite Small Town Cruise.
Thanks for joining us.
And remember,
Man Basket.
Fever Dream, Fever Dream.
Was that the name of the chauffeur service?
No, that was the name of the nightclub on the 8th deck.
Yeah.
Welcome to Fever Dreams.
Oh, there's come during the day, play Scrabble with your family.
Then come at night and play Scrabble with Bethany.
Next up on the stage, Bethany. Whoever wants to play Yahtzee, come on down.
Cover your man basket. It's not that kind of show.
Sir. I'm going to need to ask you to please cover your man basket.
Do you have my luggage got left in Miami.
Yes.
All my man basket covers.